This is GQDN for Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, yes, I know the PlayStation State of Play dropped, so we'll be talking about Final Fantasy 16. A little bit of Microsoft news, and maybe some Marvel's Spider-Man removal from PlayStation. We will begin today with something that is, well, not Final Fantasy 16. We'll get to that at the end of the show. Suicide Squad will be delayed till February 2024. This comes to us via Destructoid.com, and that is correct. February 2024. In fact, as Suicide Squad RS did say on Twitter, quote, via statement, "We have made the tough but necessary decision to take the time needed to work on getting the game to be the best quality experience for the players. Thank you to our amazing community for the continued support, patience, and understanding. There's much more to share in the months ahead, and we look forward to seeing you in Metropolis next year." So, what could be happening? Well, we shall see. Now, Destructoid also did say that Immortals of Avium will be available in July. So, Ascendant Studios did give it a release date, and that'll be July 20th, and it'll be on PlayStation 5, Xbox, X and S, and PC. This is a magic-type game, like Hogwarts, but has a little bit of FPS to it. It's a magic shooter. So, we shall see indeed what happens. Now, the game itself is priced at $60 for PC and $70 for consoles. But there's also a deluxe edition for $10 more for both platforms, with some gear to it and a unique sigil. So indeed, we shall see what happens here. Now, we go to Eurogamer.net, and they did say that there's a couple of games that are coming to the Epic Game Store for free. And the games are Never Alone and Beyond Blue. Now, Never Alone is a side-scroller that you play along with a fox, and you have to evade enemies or fight enemies and do a whole bunch of stuff. Beyond Blue is a game that is set in the ocean, and you have to scan all these types of fishes, sharks, whales, all that stuff. So, both of these games are on the Epic Game Store's library from Thursday the 20th to Thursday the 27th. That's 20th of April, 27th of April. So yeah, take a look, go see. Now, Eurogamer also did say that, oh yes, Microsoft is now advertising Activision on the TVs. At least in the UK, that is. In fact, not just there, but on YouTube, at least overseas. So Tom Warren did say on Twitter, "Microsoft is now running digital ads for its Activision Blizzard acquisition at some London tube stations. It comes a month after placing full-page ads in two UK newspapers and ahead of CMA's decision on the deal later this month." So it's more like putting more pressure on the CMA and try to get the deal done. And also, Ubisoft Plus multi-access now comes to the Xbox consoles. Once again, this comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And, well, Chris Early, this Ubisoft Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Business Development, did say, quote, "Partnering with Xbox to launch Ubisoft Plus multi-access on Xbox consoles enhances our subscription offering to provide more value and choice to our players. Xbox console players can now have unbridled access to discover our worlds through Ubisoft's intensive game library. Like us, Ubisoft strives to bring more games to more people. Today, we are accelerating that effort together." And that is by Sarah Bond, the Vice President of Creator Experience and Ecosystem at Microsoft. Further quote is, "By launching Ubisoft Plus on Xbox, we are presenting Xbox console players more vibrant catalog to explore by subscription." Now we go to DualShockers.com and they say that Marvel's Spider-Man is leaving PlayStation Plus. So, and some people were quite upset about it because a Reddit commentator did say, quote, "I have a feeling Spider-Man is leaving because Spider-Man 2 announcement is imminent and will spike sales for Spider-Man 1, reminding me that premium is an absolute waste of money, so many games leaving." But that's not the only game that's leaving. It is Flat Out 4, Total Insanity, Deadlight, Director's Cut, Homefront Revolution, Mighty No. 9, Red Faction, Guerrilla Remastered, Shenmue 3, This War of Mine, The Little Ones, Metro Last Redux, Metro 23-3 Redo, Kingdom Come Deliverance, Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, Everybody, Left Alive, Star Ocean First Departure R, Brian Wonderland, Resident Evil, How to Survive Stormwarning Edition, Pixel Piracy, Last Day of June, Virginia, Dreamfall Chapters, TTL Demand, Ridge of Edge 2, MX vs. ATV All Out, Tour de France 2021, Graveyard Keeper, Kona, Resistia, Windbound, Kronos Before the Ashes, and Pathfinder Kingmaker Definitive Edition. That's the full list that's leaving PlayStation 5. PlayStation Plus. Not PlayStation 5, but PlayStation Plus. Now we get to YouTube. What I watched before the show, Final Fantasy 16. So what can we find there? Well, one, you get to meet the character named Clive. And Clive is the main character for the game. And you go back into his past. His teenage years, his 20s, and his current, basically 30 plus years. Okay? And you get to discover his backstory the entire time through different stages of the main story. Now, with that, there's also a world map. And the world map, you'll be able to travel wherever the heck you want to. I'm believing that, as long as it's discoverable. But within those places that you go to, there's some good guys and there are some bad guys. And with the bad guys, well, you do have some combat. Now, originally you have a sword, but by the looks of it, via the video, you have a skill tree that would allow you to go to type of range attacks, melee attacks, and all these other things. But with that also comes the gear that goes with it, and those gear have different combinations to it. Like the one they provided was dodge and strike. Okay, so you can dodge via one button, dodge and strike the enemy. But you can come up with your own combinations, and some could be actually more powerful than that. But not just that, you can end up fighting with your friends. Well, not the physical part, because there will be NPCs to go with you on your journeys. Some will heal, some will tank, and some will do just as much DPS as what you got. But with that also, there's the hideaway. Once you get far enough along in the story, you will find the hideaway, which is your home base, and you'll be able to go to one person that has all of your lore to it, and one person within there that does have some of the backstory of the different NPCs. And they did go through some fighting sequences, especially human versus elemental. I say elemental, but more of the heroic stuff like Ifrit, you know, and human versus other enemies. But they said the biggest one is elemental versus elemental. Your Ifrit versus Phoenix. That's what I'm talking about. That is really good. You can go watch the video up on YouTube. I did put a link in the GQDN show notes, but only those that are Patreons can see that. Otherwise, you have to look it up yourself. But you can also look us up at GroupQuest. And you could also look everybody up on DawnForge at DawnForge. Just Google it. I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. For how long, I don't know. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, finally Friday, for more gaming news. So go play some games, people. I'm ready for Final Fantasy.